Now, I mentioned just prior to the news about Mike Baird revealing back in August of 2015 last year that he wanted to emulate North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un by becoming the state's dear leader, with a plan to bypass traditional media such as newspapers, TV, radio, and speak to people using social media. The Premier's Director of Communications told a staff meeting last year that Twitter allowed Mr. Baird to have his own channel, just like North Korea, claiming it gave him an increased reach across the electorate. Back then, Mr. Baird took to Twitter to announce his response to a review of the Independent Commission Against Corruption, and he used it, of course, about his moves regarding GST, and also with his left leanings, despite Peter Dutton denying the opportunity for it to happen federally. He wanted, as a Liberal Premier, to make sure that everyone that came to the country illegally would be accommodated in New South Wales, or many of them anyway. And, of course, more notably, the former SES boss, Murray Keir, treated like a criminal by ICAC and then found not guilty in a court. Does he get his job back? No. No, treated like a criminal. Stephen Pearce, his deputy, treated like a criminal by the Premier, by old Kim Jong-un Baird. And then we've got Margaret Keneen, again, cleared by high courts, but treated like a criminal by ICAC and nothing done by Kim Jong-un Baird. 131873, you stick with social media, and as the author of the article points out, Alicia Wood, she said that he reached 9,400 people within half an hour. It was then seen by 273,000 people. Still woefully short of the 1.2 million people who read the Daily Telegraph every day and the 800,000 people who follow the paper on Facebook and Twitter, let alone the 300,000 views we get on our Facebook page and the, I guess, across Australia, Mr. Baird, Kim Jong-un Baird, the 750,000 to 800,000 people we get to across a day in our 3 hours. So you keep sticking with that, old mate. We'll do exactly what we're doing here.